Here we will explore the true facts about Gene Hensler, Ph.D. Early on, Gene Hensler's parents knew he was destined to work in the field of finance. When, on his first birthday, his mother asked how he wanted to spend the money he received as gifts, Gene Hensler turned to her and said, "I don't want a bicycle until I'm 12. Just take the money and invest it." And so it was at the tender age of 1 when Gene Hensler scribed a major tenet of his now famous 10-year rule.
And we're back.
It's worked for me.
It'll work for you too.
Yes. We actually take questions from people. And how can they get a hold of us, Bill?
Well, they can email us at drgene@hensler.com, or they can call us at 770-429-9166. I think you can tweet us, Facebook us. How do you Facebook? I don't have Facebook.
I don't have any idea. I don't like anybody.
Listen, Courtney's never heard of Funkin' Wagnalls, and she's laughing at me because I don't know anything about Facebook.
All right. By the way, we're on at 10 o'clock on 920.
They're listening
Saturday
to us
morning.
Right now.
Saturday morning. Well, they may not.
They are listening to us right now.
They may be listening on Sunday.
Well, this is true.
Because we're being broadcast on Saturday Sunday for a few weeks.
That's right.
Saturday.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Moving
10
Saturday,
o'clock.
Listening to
Saturday,
us on
9:20.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the answer.
Podcast, too.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, I have a question. Steve from Augusta. I have a 20-year-old nephew who's in college, and I'm sure he's going to be a great success in life. Well, I hope he doesn't count on that. He had his first real summer job this year, and was thinking about I was thinking about helping him get started with investing for his retirement. My idea was to match his earnings, which I'm guessing is about $3,500, and make a deposit into a Roth account, which I'll open in his name. Was thinking about using a Schwab or a Vanguard index fund. I'm open to your ideas, Bill.
To be perfectly frank, the idea is perfect.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd use Schwab. Not that there's anything wrong with Vanguard, but I'd go to Schwab.
No. And there's more variety at Schwab.
Yes.
You can buy so many different mutual funds, et cetera, through
right.
Schwab.
Yeah.
This is a great idea because the advantage of the Roth is, number one, he doesn't have to kill the kid either. You could keep mum's the word. You could say, sign these papers, stupid.
Oh, tell the kid.
Yeah, he's not that bright.
Kill the kid. I'm like, what is going on here?
You never have to do that.
First you make fun of him because you're like, oh, he's never going to be a success.
No.
But what I'm saying.
Like,
what the heck happened?
What I'm saying is mum's the word. Just say, sign this here. We
no,
hear.
That's true.
Are there things we don't know about Barry?
No, he doesn't know half as much money as
I don't know. Georgia is, what's the age of majority?
18. Yeah,
he's 18. I know, give him your address and everything else to come through, so all the statements come through.
To open the account.
And it comes in and stuff like that, because he doesn't have to pay any taxes on a Roth, so he never have to file anything, and he doesn't have to know about it, and he keep putting the $3,500. In fact, you could do it to him for the rest of your life and just be giving him a gift of $3,500 without him ever knowing.
Well, except for if he tries to make his own Roth.
As long as he knows.
That would be the only time. Right. And then he'd discover I already have one with $8 billion.
Yeah, he would find it out when the IRS came.
But, right. Well, with $3,500, too, I think the index fund is probably the best option, too.
You get
diversified with that.
I think it's a great idea. For your kids, open up an account for them and just never tell them about it. I mean, if you have money, extra money that you can save, do that.
Sure.
It accumulates tax-free. And the great thing about it is kid turns 21, 22, 23, wants to buy a house. Guess what? It's a Roth.
Right.
So you can pull out the principal amount put in with no taxes to make a down payment on a house.
Correct. But you do have to have earned income.
You can't take a
10-year-old.
Right. They got to be earning.
I mean, I can't put $100,000 away, kids.
No.
How much can I put away?
Well, they have to have up to $5,000 worth of earned income.
They actually have to have earned income.
Yes. But mind you, you can pay them.
You know, the government's got to stop running everything I want to do.
Yes. But there are ways, and we have plenty of articles of how to do this and getting a little far afield, but in terms of you pay them to clean the office and you pay them to, you know, cut the grass and there you go, $1,000 and you put $1,000 in a row.
Exactly. Yeah. And again, they don't even know have to know they're being
paid. You
don't
have to file a tax return because as long as I forget, I think it's $4,800 or $4,000 something. Yep. Yeah, there's some de minimis amount they can earn. You don't even have to file a tax return.
Okay.
So
I'm glad to see you use big words like de minimis. I'm proud of you, Bill.
You like that? All right, we're gonna stop here for a quick break. I don't have any music.
Yeah, okay, I tell you what,
it's the multitasking.
I think the content of the show has been great, but the mechanics have suffered.
Again, if you'd like to fire me now, we'll be right back.
Troy, I got a question here.
All right,
from Bruce in Ackworth. He said, "I own New York Community Bank Corp. and Trust Corp. in my dividend portfolio. They were touted as high dividend, but it seems they're high because the stock is so low, which makes me question the safety of the dividend. Do you have any opinions on these two?"
Absolutely. When you're investing with the dividend in mind, you absolutely have to make sure that the dividend is likely to be paid. Of course, things change and you never know what you might run into. But speaking more specifically, New York Community Bank Corp, symbol NYCB, is a business, a banking business based obviously out of New York. They have a lot of multifamily mortgage loans, and generally it's with an emphasis on apartment buildings that feature below market rents. So I won't use the word. Well, I won't
use slums.
Slums. No. Yeah, it's not a slum, but you know,
right.
It's
well, there's class A, B, C, D, E, F, and G.
Right.
And it may be seat quality.
Sure.
First,
so it's, you know, it's down the chain a bit.
What's its dividend coverage?
Dividend right now, just the yield is over 6%. Anytime you see one that's outsized like that, you should be concerned. The coverage right now is they've got cash flow that's $1.08 on a $1 a year dividend.
Okay, so they're paying out pretty much
everything.
All
yeah,
of it.
Everything.
Yeah, they're way too close. It's
okay, so you've
been elevated for a long time.
Pass on that.
Yeah, I mean, since he owns it, I would leave before they have to cut the dividend, because
right.
if the dividend is cut on a U.S. company, it generally tends to kill the stock price. So
right.
you'd be best to do that. Now, Trustmark, on the other hand, is a yield of about 3.7%, which is a pretty
good.
Attractive yield. Yeah, it's good.
But it's not a scary yield that scares you off.
92 cents annual dividend, which is covered by 2.36 times on the free cash flow. And even if it wasn't covered there, they've got retained earnings that would cover it about 17 times. That might not be in cash, but
right.
the reality is the business has been profitable. It's showing a positive. So my advice would be sell New York Community Bank Corp. Hold your Trustmark Corp. shares. In fact, you might just plow the New York Community Bank.
Well, I was just raise a question that not brought up before, but I was asking myself to ask you this question: were the oil companies getting beat down so mm-hmm. much?
Did you say self?
What do you think about their dividend yields?
Well, I'll tell you this: there are some self. I said
self. Let me ask Troy.
That's what I said.
Anyway,
I said to myself, I said self. Ask Troy
right.
a question.
Yeah, and now you've done it.
Yeah,
now
I've done it.
So we're good. Anyway, what I believe from doing some review of these, we've had these conversations with folks that are talking to clients recently. And what it seems is the diversified companies are still well covered, will be for a long time. It's like we were talking earlier, the decision they're making is more about, you know, is capital.
What is Exxon
spending going to be
off
better?
Off the top of your head.
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. It's around 2%. It's a little bit better than 2. We have a whole bunch of stuff.
Are you head of research?
Look at
I'm a little concerned now.
Man.
I'm a little concerned.
Bill is going to make
HR.
Sure.
Somebody go get HR.
Anyway, it's around 2%.
Too.
But here's
two.
The thing. You look at companies like TransOcean, symbol RIG. they had a yield that was over 13% recently. And if you looked back when times were good, they were only covering that dividend about one time. And you know that their cash flows are going to be impacted, and that 13% is not going to be something that you should make the decision, oh, well, I'm going to go grab right. this big yield while it's there. Their cash flows will suffer, and they're likely to have to cut that or borrow to pay dividends, which some companies do as long as they're
yes.
still capable.
Yeah, in the short run.
Right, they can exactly.
What about McDonald's? That used to pay 3.5%, and that's got banged up a little bit.
Yeah, it's you know, when the stock gets beaten up, obviously the yield gets a little more attractive, but it's still, you know, under 4%. It's right in about the same range, but their cash flow is still way sufficient to cover. Cover that. Where you usually see problems is in materials, and I mean, you could make the case that these energy companies are raw
right.
materials is what they're dealing with.
The pure guys who just drill it and pump it.
Exactly.
But the diversified guys
right.
like Exxon
and Chevron. Yeah, even Total, the French company.
Right.
Yeah.
All of these are opportunities. There may be opportunities there for.
Yeah,
keep an eye out for a dividend yield.
Right, yeah, because these are solid companies that aren't going away. But some of the ones that are just pure producers, that they're just drilling holes and drawing it out of the ground, or services for those type of businesses.
Not that you shouldn't watch every stock in your portfolio, but what your antenna would go up if it gets to be 5% dividend yield.
Yeah, I would start checking it. If it's you know, 1% beyond the average market range, then I would start wanting to know exactly how their cash flows look.
So all right. Are we gonna have a recession?
I don't think so. I think that the basic part of the economy is pretty strong, and I don't see a recession coming along. I don't see any monstrous growth either, and I think we're probably looking at and given what these numbers that we talked about
right.
today, I think we're looking at another year of bumping along at between 2% and 3% growth.
Right, 70% of the economy is made up of consumption, and right now they're getting this huge gift called cheap gas, and I think that's going to keep us rolling for a little
while. Tax and health care costs have gone up a lot in 2014.
Yeah. Right.
Keep that in mind. Hey, it's been a pleasure talking with you. We'll see you next week at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, remember that.
Saturday morning.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.